quick to come on from last week. Last week about the Suri Chazal.
On
Kosher. I mean, Chazal said, for example, and the danger that a person might make a knot. So we don't let you do something, even though you don't intend to make a knot. The Moshe, a person got a balloon, for example. So we spoke about this last week. We said blowing up a balloon on Shabbos could be a serious problem, Makar Patish. Because you're making a new cane, and I said...
Why not blowing
them,
maybe?
Sorry?
Not blowing them, maybe, you're making a new...
I'm blowing up a cane. Let's know what the ins and outs about blowing up a cane. I'm not well versed in that. But I said a lot of positive because of Makar Patish. Because you're making a cane. Beforehand,
you wasn't...
Sorry? You're making the cane. It was useless before. Now you're finished.
What's the difference in that and
boiling? Yeah. What's the difference? But boiling the cane is a big shadow when you have boiling the cane.
No, what's the general difference in macro patch and boiling?
Macro patch is not a finishing touch. But sometimes on cane, it might not be boiling on cane. So you have a here's going to be another problem macro patch. So pastor's blowing up a balloon is problematic anyway. But let's say it was blown up beforehand. And someone was holding it right through Shabbos. And he wants to, on Friday night, you come up from shul and the child's holding the balloon. He doesn't want to go with it. So you want to make a little, what's it called, a bow.
Yes.
That's the problem, Meister. You can't make a bow. You know you have to make a bow. And I said, since it's normal to make a knot on a balloon, Chazal don't like to do it. It's too risky. If you make such a thing there, Chazal will worry that a person might inadvertently forget. And he might make a knot. Yeah, but you can't do it. What else do we speak about? A knot that a person might be permanently, even though he's intended to leave for short term. Right. If there's a danger, a person might leave it there permanently, that's also not allowed to be done.
The kids are allowed to carry that as a toy? Like,
sorry?
The kids are allowed to use it as a toy?
What, the balloon?
Yeah.
What do you mean? If you knot it?
No, they'd have to blow it up, the kids themselves.
You have to ask your rabbi, they shouldn't have got different sets of laws to us. Actually, I must tell you, it's funny, we were just speaking to Mamish about this last week, actually. Mamish is so interesting, my children are playing with it this week. So we said some things are normal to make a knot in. So for example, someone's got a coat and he wants to thread the thread through the hood. The normal thing is to put the thread through it and then make a knot in the thread. Yeah, no, what I'm talking about? Okay. Children's coats have often got this.
Hoodies,
that's it. Very good. Hoodies. You put a knot at the end of the thing. That's not actually done on Shabbos. Besides, also good on Makar Patish to put the thread for the first time through on Shabbos would be wrong. But let's say it's been in the hood beforehand. It's come out, someone's undone the knot. And you now want to put it through, you mustn't do that because it's normal associated with the knot, you mustn't do it. Put this week, we were speaking about this last week, Mamis, there's some game you play, it's like a sewing game, it's a thread you put through a board, which you put a thread through it and you make something, you make some sort of picture.
Weaving,
that's a square, it's a good thing you came fancy. So it's a weaving thing. There, the normal procedure there is as well that you put a knot at the beginning of the thread, you put a thread through, you make a knot in it, so it shouldn't go past. That's a problem with Charles to use that. If it's already made that knot, then there's no problem. But to put that thread through the thing for the first time, on Shabbos, l'chor is a problem of the danger of kosher. That's a claim. Those were the examples that we spoke about last week. Okay, two things for tonight. We're coming more or less to end with kosher. One thing is Gelida Sefer Torah. So I'm saying this is not so practical nowadays anymore. Nowadays, most people have gotten shoes, they've got these elasticated bands. I mean, some shoes.
Yeah, but some ones you just wrap around.
Yeah, also the extra shoes don't have the ones that just go around.
And that's also
not
a problem.
No, but it used to be, certainly in the olden days, it used to be, when I was a kid, it used to be these. You can get them sometimes, it's possible to get them. Let's just talk about it, what the problem is. And that is a case of where a person's got like a goes around, and then you make a knot and bow at the end. So what's the problem with that? So the mice, it depends when you're using it. Much. Let's say you've got the same material which you're using for Shabbos morning, and you tend to use it for Shabbos mincha. So a knot and bow is no problem for Shabbos for less than 24 hours.
Yeah, for Shabbos mincha, you're not planning on using it afterwards.
Hopefully not, unless you find a mistake. Yeah, hopefully not. So Shabbos mincha. So Shabbos mincha, that's an interesting question now. Shabbos mincha, they wrap up the same material, they do a knot and bow in it, and they want to keep it now for Monday. That's more than one day, that's a knot and bow. That is not so posh. That is not so posh. Right, so here they speak about this over here. Shabbos is busy with this.
Is that a mitzvah?
Sorry?
Is it for a mitzvah? Okay. So.
Yeah, it's not. The shayla is when you've got an option to do. That's the thing. It's certainly a mitzvah, the mice is impossible to allow it if you've got no other choice. The question is over here, you've got no other way of doing it. Let's just find this in the Shabbos here. If I can find it. So we need to save a turn.
Could be for Sunday as well.
Yeah, it could be for Sunday. Yeah, it could be sometimes some save a turn you don't even use. You might alternate for save a turn. I go and save a turn on Shabbos. Someone rolls up a save a turn on Shabbos.
I can do it.
But ain't no way we're looking at a save a turn machine. In our case, he's doing it on Shabbos. He only intends to use it on Monday. Not going to hock on the kosher. So he says, the minute he wants to make up, even if you're making a knot and bow on top. So there are various reasons to give them. It's a tzorach, mitzvah, you hold the sefer Torah well. It could also be that, besides that, could also be that we hold only 7 days the problem of kosher, not one day. So those svaras together, the tzorach mitzvah, they're allowed. The chayr, if one could avoid it, it's better to avoid it. That's a chayr, it's better to do. If one can avoid doing that, one should avoid doing it. So if one could tuck it in at the sides and make it tight, that means to wrap round something and just tuck it in the sides, it's not kosher at all. That, the chayr, would be an advantage. Yeah? But that's not always so practical. It also doesn't hold always so well.
Kosher has to mean a physical knot.
Krikel's knot. Wrapping round is not we spoke about it with the bag ties. Yeah? We said with the bag ties, even if you hold the bag ties are a problem, if you just wrap around the bag tie, if you don't knot it at all, then no problem at all. Krikel by itself is not called knotting. It has to be a knot or something like that which holds the numbers together. Otherwise, it's not a problem. All right, that's more or less Galila Sefer Torah. There, he's very busy now, actually, interesting shyly. He speaks about what if you're not going to use Sefer Torah for a long time, a very long time. He's got some to say that once it gets to half a year, it could be a Keshe Minato. That's much more common. It can happen, a simple Torah can happen sometimes. In some children, not possible Sefer Torah, which they only take out on the simple Torah. So what happens, they take it out, and Moshe gets a bit loose, so he undoes the knot there, then he redoes it, puts a knot and bow there. That's a serious problem now, because there are times that could be for a long, long time, and therefore that's more than half a year. Times that could be a serious problem I don't know what in half a year. I'm not sure where it comes from. He's got some half a year. I don't know where this comes from. Half a year.
It's a month. It's Shavuot Shachrides. It's a month. So you
need
to lose it again.
Yeah, but I don't know. Month. Once after 7 days in the Chayyim, we've got a different gedora. We've got a permanent one. Shavuot. What's called permanent? How long is permanent? So permanent could be once you've got a shear of after 7 days, the chayr is already a serious problem. It's still called not mummy's permanent. Once you get to after half a year, you want to suggest that's mummy's a serious problem. It's got a Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says this. That a knot that's made for half a year or a year is a keshish kayom. That's called a permanent knot. That's much more chomer than you have to be more careful. Okay, then the next thing was also very interesting. I didn't realize this. I mean, I've been to Simchas. It's funny, actually. Someone told me made a Simcha last week. So I asked him what they served at the menus. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't really know, he said to me. So it was my wife's department. So I asked someone who was there. I want to know, tell me what they serve. I've got a few samples over here. What they sometimes serve over here is, this comes from a freezer. I've frozen it. It's very cleverly done, actually, I must say. You've got carrots, which are cut up very nicely. And then they wrap it round with, this is what's called a spring onion. A spring onion wrapped down. Look at it. If you look very carefully, it's a double knot. You made a double knot, and this is supposed to be a nice thing for one plate. We've got another one of these. Very nice of you. I'm showing how to do it. He's made one very helpful over here.
His wife.
This is a similar idea. It's in the middle of being made. Can you see this one? This one. There's one here in the middle of being
one
made.
One made, one started.
I've ripped it here. But you can see over here what's happened. Can you see? You put the carrots like this. The whole month is it?
She left you on there just to show you how to do it.
Yeah, very good, yeah. So what you're doing, you can see this is very light. This is a double knot or single, I'm not sure. What is this? Do you know what sport is this piece?
Single, I don't know.
No, what material
leek.
Is this?
It's a leek. Yeah.
A leek. So he told me he used a spring onion one. This person who made it for me used a spring onion. It's a whole avoided with him. I don't know how he wound it. But this person told me, as far as I remember, that it's just not as simple as that. First of all, these carrots are steam cooked.
Same with that, there's a boil that as well.
It's a whole other thing, it's a whole thing. So I asked someone who made a simcha last week, did you serve it? So I asked someone who was there, he said, it was there, he didn't eat it. And I asked someone else who was there, he said, yeah, it's Tory, we didn't really notice it so much. I'm saying, they're making all this fuss, and we don't even notice what's going on, I can't stand it.
No, it's made for ornaments.
What?
It's not
made for
it's not made to just a
smoke. Some things look so good.
It looks nice, it's a nice shtick, The question is, can you show do
the one there, you show it.
I don't know which one, this one.
There's a long one there to do.
I know, it's come off.
No.
Oh, here, this one here.
Yeah.
So I don't mind doing it. I'm not very well.
Take it around.
It's not my department, but look, let's put this round here.
Lift it up to the camera, you can see.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fall. I've got another thing around here. Put one knot around here. The whole thing's going to tear. Bah! I've lost it. You see, that's why it's an onus. That's why I can't do it. It's a specialised job. Yeah, he told me, the person who told me when he does it, he said, you have to know, it's the chefs do it. It's not for everyone to do this.
It's a nice one.
It's a nice one. Gosh, I'm not gifted this. I'm gifted another one. I'm not complaining. Anyway, it's a very nice idea. So what it does is, so this is what you say was celery.
Yeah.
So this is a very interesting shallot. I was thinking about this. Can you do this on chalice?
Yes.
It's very fancy. Can you do this on chalice? So Simca, of course, is very matter. He allows it. He thinks there's no problem at all. Mm-hmm. Simca over here. Oopsie.
It's temporary.
Sorry?
Temporary.
It's not really so temporary, actually. It's a double pot, yeah? You're not going to eat it. It's meant to be eaten, but mice, you can't really catch your own on shoulders for even for a short time. He's right, that's what he's saying, yeah? Sure, it's a good point. The mice, he says,
it's loose. You just, like, it isn't, doesn't it? It's not tight.
I'm not sure what I'm eating here. Because
you froze it, that's why.
No, it's frozen. It's very tight. You see, look, it's packed very, very well here. It's very, look how well packed it is. Yeah. It's very, very tight.
Once it defrosts.
What?
Once it defrosts.
I made it frozen because I was scared it'll break when I come here, but I took it out for quite a long time ago, actually. But,
so this one?
It's a very, very interesting question.
One's done here. You can have that some loose. Look at that.
But even loose, double knot loose, also
probably.
Yeah, it's still a double knot.
No?
That's a bit looser. Like, once you make a double knot, there's not much else. Anyway, I must say, it's very interesting, so this is the rum. Now don't get too excited, I'm going to reach out the Rambam says a bit. Mr. Brewer brings out the Rambam in the end of Shin Design. Mr. Brewer says that from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shin Design, I've got a number done it. Very interesting, halacha. The Rambam says, nice, the Rosh Hashanah, oh, the Rambam is the Rosh Hashanah. Any food that's roi for Machal Behema, mutter liksha is for Shabbos. There's no problem of making a knot with it on Shabbos. That's what you say in Rambam. So Rambam says there's no issa of making a kosher, making a kashira on something which is the Machal Behema, even a Machal Behema. That means you find straw or gemi or things like this, which a person will need himself, but an animal would eat it. There's no issa of making kashir on that thing.
You're actually eating it, yeah?
No, even if you don't eat it. There's no issa of using that item for what you call it. The mice says, oh, I'll tell you what, so that's what the Rambam says, yeah? The Rambam, not the Rambam. And the Rambam says that that is okay to be done. The time is, and the Rambam seems to be mashma, the reason why it's all right is, the Rambam says even a Kesher Oman actually, even a Kesher Oman you can make says the Rambam, even that's mashma from Rambam's also mutter, because a person's not mavashli there, he's got no, he doesn't want to leave the knot as it is, it's got no chashivas of a knot. However, the Bi'alacha brings down not everyone's basket for this. And in fact, many people disagree, many Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam Shitta in this point. And they hold a different shot, they say very interesting what they hold, they taina that avada ishayach kosher by food. But if the food is a food which, if left for a long time, will just crumble, then there's no kosher. It has got no chashivas of a knot. Because since it's definitely going to crumble, if left for a very, very long time, then that is no problem. If that's the case, then lechaira, this should be mutter to make, yeah? Because this leaf, if you leave it for 6 months or so, what's going to happen? It's going to shrivel up, it's going to dry out, it'll dry out, and what will happen is it'll just crumble. Yeah. There's nothing to it. It's mashma from all the Rishonim that case is certainly mutter. But Le Moshel, to take a licorice, for example, and to tie these carrots with a licorice, a black licorice, that will last for years. A licorice won't crumble up. The last one I mentioned, that lechor is a problem.
Yeah, but I'll get mouldy and I'll start.
Even more, I'm going to take the moldy licorice, I must tell you, I didn't try it, but I think it'll last for a very, very long time. The lechor, a licorice stick, anything which has got a clear to last for a very long time cannot be used.
Well, they dispose of these bags they get from the rubbish, for put the food rubbish in, and they're supposed to decompose a special plastic bag. You're not up after it's
cooked. Yeah, they're not swapping off. It's not a food knot. It's not a, you're wrapping up
food. It's a thing which is designed to decompose them.
Well, the knot itself.
Yeah.
Oh, bag would dissolve. Not a knot.
No, you're not up a bag. Before you put it in the bin, you're not up like a plastic bag. This food,
the bag itself would dissolve. The whole bag is
dissolved. So it's designed to be decomposing.
How does it take to decompose?
A few weeks
from now. Nah, months. Yeah, I always say the whole bag decomposes.
No idea.
I must tell you, it comes out as the hinge over here. The what's coming out? What we say over here that we might be chayyim the Rambam. The Rambam's mati everything, even all sorts of foods. It makes no difference what it is. Called the Rambam, licorice will be allowed. But not many of us showing them. This is the nice. It's not on the hachmi. The Ayin Mashulish brings down not to use a food which can last for a very long time, won't just crumble up. So licorice stick is totally a problem. That's what I said. I'm sure it's over here what it says. Very interesting. Find it here. He says, he brings the shizu shoyim. The halacha ain't the halacha of the Rambam. We shouldn't be leaning like the Rambam. Me'ach ha-shashar v'shoyim chokin lov. Lochein, rat begemi lach v'asov mutu lich shal hatzi. Only things which will crumble up after a while, when they're left to a certain time, they'll crumble that you can use. I had a kash on this. I want to know, according to the Machmirin, are you allowed to make a double knot?
Is it going to crumble?
Oh, so I thought, if it's going to crumble, so it should be no problem at all. I thought it should be no problem. So I asked this particular rule, what talking there? There's no problem with a double knot at all on these food items which crumble up completely because it's going to decompose. No, so it makes a lot of sense. No, it's a kosher. But I looked today at the Chai Adam. It's very interesting. The Chai Adam actually is Machmir. Chai Adam brings over here, kol min ha'ochin shekosher, mutter l'atkeh, you can snap it, kol min ha'ochin mutter l'ikshev l'atim asovim, you're allowed to use grass, it's all he's going with rashi shitta, things that are going to eventually decompose, are going to just fall apart. Yeah, you're allowed to, amal ali lulovin kash, you mustn't use. That means even though according to the Rambam, you should be able to use a lulovin to wrap it up, to tie a knot, because it's edible food for animals. But we're machmir, we hold, it has to be a leaf that's going to crumble and mum is going to become to nothing. A lulav leaf will last for months and months and months before crumbling. It's nothing. So I don't even know what happened. So he says, Osa, but he finishes off, when we call Mokum, up the whole door, Shemut and Mikshah, even when you can make a knot, lo yase kesha omis v'chozuk. That was a nice woman. The Chai Adam says you mustn't make a strong kesha.
If you're going to eat it within 24 hours. Which the idea is to eat it. It's like a shoelace. You can do the shoelace if you're going to undo it in 24 hours.
Yeah, but that's not a mice omen. But once you
make a kesher omen.
No, double knot is called a kesher omen. We're choshev with double knot, it's a kesher omen. That's why I don't understand. I asked a particular role. He told me that the mice, you can make a kesher omen on these things.
Yeah.
But then I saw the Chai Adam. Chai Adam brings down the man, the Zichotos Moshe, it's called. He is a priest from Chai Adam. He writes there, it's interesting, he writes there that it's not allowed. So I don't know, it's an interesting point. Yeah, a simple timing. If it's not called a knot at all, what's the difference what you make? Why can't you make it a double knot? Yeah, this I have to clarify. I'm just saying, this rule told me it's all right. No problem making a double knot. But I say today, I saw it in the Chai Adam, according to Chai Adam, that it's a problem. In this sefer over here, the Ayin Mashulish type of quotes, I suppose I'm going to Ayin Mashulish writes is that you can make it, but you should not make a double knot. So unless you're tying this double knot, is very, I mean, the one he's made over here, I must tell you, is very, very tight. I'm going to let it defrost now and see. It's mummy's tight to the thing.
Let it defrost.
Let it defrost, see. I think it looks very, very tight to me. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But that's what comes out. So again, what we said over here tonight is very interesting, that on food items, the chayyim is a big machlokes on all food items, whether you say kosher or not. Certainly on food items that will disintegrate and they will just crumble up, it looks like all the Rishonim hold, there's no issa of kosher on such a thing. And therefore, that one can be made with. But things that can last for a long time, like lulav leaves, or gemi and things like that, which can last a very long time. So therefore, a lulav, someone's had dust or whatever, the kosher's come out done, to bind the apple on Shabbos is a problem. Because it's a problem, yeah? That leaf could be eaten by certain animals. But we're machmir, that doesn't crumble, it's a problem. And then we've got another issue we want to know is, can you make a kesher uman in such a case or not? That's a question. It looks like Rav Tom means that there's no problem at all. I'm just telling you from the Chaya Adam, it looks like there's a problem to make a kashrut.
All right.
Yeah.